This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Justice and Development Party suffered significant losses in local elections Sunday, including loss of control of the capital, Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call, with both sides claiming victory. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul to reporters, acknowledged that his party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the poll. He went on to promise to introduce measures to boost the economy, which is mired in recession. With half the ballots counted Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko were leading in Ukraine's presidential election. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
A comedian with no political experience has beaten the incumbent Ukrainian president in the country's first round of voting. Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays a fictional president on TV, held a comfortable lead over President Petro Poroshenko on Monday. It was a vote which was deemed to be largely free and fair by the National Electoral Commission. The pair beat 37 other candidates and are set to go head-to-head in a second-round runoff on April 21st. Poroshenko called the result a severe lesson, especially from younger voters, and urged their support in round two. Propelled by his anti-establishment appeal, newcomer Zelensky must convince voters he's fit to lead a country that's been at war ever since protests in 2014 ejected a pro-Kremlin government and Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula.
That's Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in an address Sunday on state television, announced a 30-day plan to ration electricity. Maduro said schools would remain closed and the length of the workday would be cut to conserve power during the 30-day period. This is VOA News. House Democrats are preparing to ramp up efforts to get the special counsel's full Russia report. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had set a deadline tomorrow to get the full report. The Justice Department appears likely to miss it, and the following day, the House Judiciary Committee will vote to authorize subpoenas to get the report. Attorney General William Barr has released a four-page summary and says he'll put out a scrubbed version of the full report by mid-month. Democrats, though, want the whole thing, unfiltered by Barr. He'd written the special counsel found no Trump campaign coordination with Russia, but he also went further than Bob Mueller by saying there's not enough evidence to prove the president obstructed the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Duan Thi-Hung said Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. Young was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. Murder charges stemming from the same incident were dropped last month against an Indonesian woman. The two women had been the only suspects in custody after four North Korean suspects fled the country the same morning Kim was killed. A severe storm has ravaged parts of southern Nepal, flattening everything in its path, including trees and houses, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. The storm's high winds flipped cars and swept a bus off the highway. Saroj Kumar Atikari is a spokesman for the Nepal Army.
The confirmed death toll is 27, and it has been said more than 400 people. More than 400 people are injured, and so some of them who are seriously or severely wounded. As I said before, the six of them that have been airlifted to Kathmandu, and all the injured people, they are undergoing the treatment in the nearby hospitals.
Rescue workers are still struggling through debris to reach the affected areas. China on Monday said it is adding all fentanyl-related compounds to its list of controlled substances beginning May 1st. U.S. officials have long campaigned for the move. Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. every year. U.S. President Donald Trump said last year that if China placed controls on fentanyl, the move would be a game changer. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.